तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्य गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। My humble obeisances and the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. Also the same, my thousand and thousand of Danda Pranam in the lotus of feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. To all my previous acharyas, guru parampara. Today is very sacred day, and this is Gundicha Mandir Marja. We should know that Supreme Personality of Godhead is one without second. For Christians, for Mohammedans, for Hindus, for all others, God is not other. Same God, same Khuda, same Christ. Like if there is one sun in whole worlds, if one moon, they are not divided for others, how this God be divided? There should not be any more gods. Otherwise they will quarrel, all the gods. For their territory, for their position, so only one. But they looks like according to the vision of their devotees. As a moon seems to be divided into 16, and 16 days, 15 days, increasing, full moon, and again decreasing, and in the last day,
new moon.
Like this. So moons are not different, but names are different. Full moon, like third moon, fourth moon, fifth, like this. So God is not divided. Only by the languages we have divided, and we, the ignorant devotees, have divided them into so many things. So Supreme Personality of Godhead is one, without second. But he can manifest to this world. And sometimes he sends his associates to give pure knowledge to all the souls here in this world, or eternal servant of that Supreme Personality of God. Whether you accept or not, but this is the true conception. We have forget him. For beginning of creation of this world and okay. We have forgotten him for beginning, creation of this world. So, sometimes he descends and makes so much, very sweet, very humble and very powerful pastimes that all conditioned souls will be attracted by him. And then they should be engaged. That is why he descends himself, sometimes like Krishna, sometimes like this, Ram, sometimes like Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. If our hearts are full of lust, worldly desires, unwanted things, then we cannot realize. He cannot come in our heart. So first, they should be given up. There is no place of doubt in devotion. If we have no doubt about sun, anyone has not confusion or any doubt that sun is or not, as this or not. So why there should be any doubt about existence of creator of lakhs and lakhs suns? Yeah. He can create lakhs and millions and millions of worlds in a moment, and he can destroy. So sometimes he comes only to save us and to engage them all in the service of his own service. There is no process other to be happy in this world or after that world. So we should know that there are no so many gods, only one God. And we are unhappy by missing him. If you are engaged again in his service, we can be happy. Don't fear that we will have to serve like in this world to anyone. In that service there is so much happiness, very happiness. More than wife and husband, like children and father and all. Very, very, that's true. Love and affection there. In transcendental place, abode of Krishna, abode of God. Oh, so much love and affection. Oceans are there, full of love and affection. So you should not think that, as here we serve anyone, then the master is some gained and the servant, he has to lose something. Not like that. So, Jagannath Dev, Baladev Prabhu and Subhadra, they came to descended to this world from their transcendental abode. We will gradually, in 3 days, we will try to explain all these things. What is the swarup?
Constitution
of form of Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. Who are they? How they come to this world? Today, we should know that we are eternal servant of Krishna. And we have forgotten him. And that is why all kinds of suffering, sorrow, birth, death and sorrows and suffering is coming. Like this? More I cannot do. You should make any arrangement that like this. So we should know it strongly. Don't have any doubt that we are soul, part and parcel of Godhead, eternal servant. But now we are suffering by forgetting Him. So if we will chant Him, surrender Him first, giving up all doubts, like Arjun did to Krishna, then we can realize His mercy. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told, for today this, Gundicha Mandir Bhajan. You should know that the temple of Jagannath is like Dwarka. And the temple at Gundicha Mandir is called Sundarachal, like Vrindavan. In Vrindavan all the gopis are there, Lalita Vishakha, with them Srimati Radhika. And Nand Baba Yashoda and all are there. And in Dwarka, Vasudeva Devaki, Baladeva Subhadra and all are there. Krishna always remembers Brajavasi, father, mother, cows, calves, friends, father, mother, Nand and Yashoda, and especially beloved gopis, always. So sometimes he becomes worried and he wants to meet and go to Vrindavan. And thus, one day before, all the devotees, in the guidance of King Prataparudra, or before, from the creation, they used to go to Gundicha Mandir to wash it, to clean it. And then next day, tomorrow, with Jagannath will come with Baladev Subhadra and his devotee for 10 days. And again he will return back. So if you want to make your heart very pure, then he can come to your heart. In Chaitanya Charitamrita we see that at first the servants of king used to go to clean that temple. And they were paid persons. They cannot clean like a devotee properly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the king, anyhow, by his priest, Kashi Mishra, that I want that this service of Jagannath to clean the temple and the place should be given to us. King became very happy. He wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was not allowed because he was Vishay. Though he was very good, high class of devotee, but by name and by position he was king, always surrounded by wealth, reputation, armies, commanders and all these things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never liked that any king like Vishay should come to me. Because if they will come, they will disturb. Even a snake who has no poison, poison has been taken. But if it will come in us, we'll all be alert and fear. So any devotee, he fears with Vishay. Because it will disturb our bhajan, sadhana. But now you are hankering for wealth, reputation and for position. So we are all like Vishay. We should try to be very pure.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played a role of this. He told that king that, oh, I want to go personally and to clean the whole temple. King ordered his
superintendent
and his mantri,
minister,
and to his priest, his Gurudev, Kashi Mishra. Oh, what he wants, they can take. All the utensils, all these things. Mahaprabhu said, I don't want anything. And he called his devotees. Sarup Damodar, Rayaramananda, Gadadhar Pandit, and all. Advaita Acharya was there, Nityananda Prabhu was there, all the Gaudiya Bhakta, they are there. So, thousands and thousands of devotees were there. Mahaprabhu quickly told in the evening that, oh, you should bring one broom with. And this should be of coconut trees
stick.
And also one
pitcher pot,
clay pot, like Indians. Next day, today, in morning, at about 7 in morning. Oh, devotees from whole India and from whole world. Not only 1 lakh, 2 lakh. Several lakhs of devotees. About millions. Last year, about 20 lakhs of devotees were there. We cannot imagine. Only heads and heads everywhere. So all were there. I have gone about so many times with my Gurudev there. And also, after that also, when we went with our Gurudev, or so many Kirtan parties, And we went there, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did like this. He took that broom and one pitcher with him. First he himself took chandan and flower and gave him
all the devotees.
All devotees wanted to do pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu helped. Very humble and doing pranam to all. Nityananda Prabhu wanted to touch the feet of Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu to Nityananda Prabhu. Like this. Very humble. So we should give up all our positions worldly. I'm so intelligent. I'm so having so much power. I'm superintendent. I'm this and that. I'm what?
Monarch.
Guru. Monarch of all. Give him all these things. Advaita Acharya himself, Mahavishnu, he became so humble and polite. They were like touching each other's face and doing kirtan, taking broom here and pitcher here, and they began to kirtan, Nagar Sankirtan, from Jagannath temple to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered his all devotees. Not only Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, like them. They were there. And all went to pond of Indradyumna. And they began to bring water. Oh, Hare Krishna. Filling water and taking on heads here, there. And bringing and giving to others in the way. Hare Krishna. And taking the empty pots. Hare Krishna. And very quickly running and coming. So there. First they used broom everywhere.
All their Brahman. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Brahman.
First day Brahman.
Oh, very big, big stones and all other things. Then it was clear, again there, in a line, thousands of devotees with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu even.
Advaita Acharya, Sarup Damodara,
all were Brahman. Mahaprabhu told them that I want to see who has broomed
biggest pile of dust.
I will see. They should collect in their
claws
and I will see. Otherwise they may cheat others. Like only brooming like this, not actually brooming.
Collecting any dust.
Or somewhere like this, crazy like this. They don't want, they want to show that I am doing so much, but
actually.
Mahaprabhu told that those who are brooming, broom and collect their what they have broomed, and I want to see each how much they have
collected.
And at last, all saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broomed so much more than anyone. Sometimes he used to give a very sweet
lesson.
Oh, to whom they were not brooming, only showing outwardly. Oh, you have broomed so much. Oh,
you can teach others.
Oh, you should teach others. And all used to laugh. How sweet this. So, what is this? Three times he broomed. What is this? We have so much offenses, ignorances, so much unwanted things. A devotee chanting and remembering Krishna, his heart should be pure. What? Why even chanting and remembering? A brahmachari, a sannyasi, worshipping, chanting him, serving his Gurudev for 20 years. Why he has this desire that I should marry? Why this? I should have so much wealth. Why? And why giving aside all these things, giving up sannyas and brahmacharya and red cloth? And he makes any boyfriend or girlfriend. Why? This is not advancing towards Krishna. Oh, it may be that he has neglected pure devotees. He has no faith in his Gurudev verse. And it may be that Guru is also fallen. We know that so many devotees used to think that, oh, my Gurudev is Maha 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 Bhagavat, not less than Maha Maha Maha. But we see that where are there Mahabhagavatam like Bhagavan Swami? Where is Australian?
Bhagavan.
Acharya Pad, Sri Pad. Don't. So I want that we shouldn't have this. A devotee, so chanting name from beginning, he should be like Raghunath Das Goswami. He left everything and never he accepted. Swamiji left his world and his wife and children. Never he accepted. It means they have no faith on Krishna. Though Krishna has invested his whole power, whose whole mercy, opulence, everything. Brahma can create world, but only the mercy of this name, chanting name, and Shankar can do anything by chanting name. They cannot do without the help of name. So whatever they are doing, only by the mercy of this name. And we have no faith that Krishna name can maintain our life.
So no test from beginning, nothing so offensive. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, if you want to be a devotee, and if you want to realize Krishna and to make Krishna seated here, then you should purify your powers. But I know you have no power to do it. You cannot do it. Purify your heart. Who will purify? If you are in the guidance of Mahaprabhu, if you are guidance of Srila Nityananda Prabhu, if you are in the guidance of Advaita Acharya, Garadhar Prabhu, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, then you can. Otherwise, your doubts will never go. You will going making offenses and unwanted things, and so many desires will come to test this world. You cannot check yourself. Even you cannot check, stop, even a cigarette taking. A smoking you cannot give up. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. And he is grooming himself and they are grooming to give lessons. And that is why we are doing. First time, second time, third time. First time, so much things came out. Second, oh, very little dust, very fine dust were there. They were taken. Third time, so more. So all the dust were taken. But there was spot of coal.
Coal tar,
you know? What?
Black coal.
Black, something. Oh, by
Brooming,
they will not go, these spots, you know?
Worse.
But,
if to make a road,
black tar.
Like this, they will not go away, by only brooming.
So,
you will have to try some more things. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that bigger stones, chips and others have been taken out. Some grasses were there, they have been taken out. But there are some spots. How they will go? We will have to take some very short thing
and to
wash it by kerosene and all or by spirit or by anything. These are offenses. Oh, by brooming only. They will not go. So these are things. Kutinati. La puja pratishtha. Or they can go. La puja pratishtha. What meaning? You should bring the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. You should make it. Why you are not given? Very soon.
Swami Maharaj said, he's quoting, this is Acharya.
Swami Maharaj, Chaitanya Chaitamrita has told, he has made translation.
This is Acharya Kuti Nati Jiva Insan Labha Puja Pratishtadi Jata Upasakagan.
You take 1 hour to make it. Have you opened?
You will speak by memory, but
so there are many unwanted things, such as nisidacha, a behavior which is inappropriate for Vaishnavas. Kutinati.
Nowadays, we have no proper respect for Vaishnavas. Or Vaishnava, we can tell that you cannot enter in temple. Not giving proper respect to seniors. And seniors not giving proper respect, love and affection for junior. This is the problem. But why it is coming? What is the root of all these things? Offenses. They have no regard for name. They have no strong faith in name chanting. And that is why. All seniors are going on, juniors are coming and becoming senior and going. These are the problems now. If some worldly desire will be, how you can be a very high class of devotee? Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Goswami, like Gadadhar Pandit, like all others, they are no only as smell is of these things, worldly desires. So first worldly desires should go. And these are what? Bako Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Rupas Vegam, Etan Veganja Visahit, Sarvam Apimpam. You can easily give up your children, your wives, your husbands, your relatives, even your wealth. But it is very hard to give up your praise. And to follow this slokina dapi suni china tarorapi sahishmuna amanina manadena kirtanya sadara. Try to follow this. This is brimming of heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted this. And then, oh, you will honor even a creeper, a tree. What to tell devotees? You can, at that time, you will see your Krishna in awe, everywhere. And then you can honor all properly. So we should try to brome in our heart today, in this day of Sikh secretary. So Nishiddhachar, we should try to follow. What are Nishiddhachar? Nishiddhachar means what has been prohibited not to do. What is that? If you are Brahmachari, if you are Sannyasi, be far away from lust. There is a slok. Istri Sangi Eka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta Mayavadi Sang Association of
Asat Sangachar Eva.
So we should all try to follow. Where you are family man or renounced, we should follow. But don't go in the association of Mayavadis who don't believe the form of Krishna, Godhead. They don't follow all these things. Everything is God. Means everything is zero. They have no belief at all, Mayavadi. And those who are lusty, they should not be associated. Very far. Whether is renounce our family men. So here, told like Nishiddhaja, don't tell lie. Don't be duplicitor. Don't be politician.
Don't be hypocrite.
So try to give up all these things. These are the basic principles like first. And then, try to kuti nati. Kuti nati means kuti and nati. Those who are bad things. Like kutana. First be pure by body, by mind, by soul. So Krishna first killed putana. What meaning? He killed
impurity.
So we should try to be always pure. By mind, by body, by senses, and by soul also. By chanting and remembering always. Serving Vaishnava, giving proper respect to them. Kuti and Nati. And then,
Jeevahinsa.
Don't kill anyone. Even a creeper for yourself. Don't kill anyone for you. So these are basic principles. And then where there were spores. What is the meaning of spores? Only by Brahman they will not go. by washing by water they will not go. They will come more prominent.
More stronger and stronger.
Then these are what offenses in the lotus feet of Vaishnavas and Guru, neglecting Guru. 10 kinds of aparadhas. We should quickly try to remove all these spots also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his own uttariya and washed everything up, down, here, there. Even he could not leave one corner even, everywhere. And so much there was water. They are all kept taking from Indradyumna Sarovar. Thousand and thousand of devotees. Quickly. And giving in the hands of Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Gadadhar Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya and in Mahaprabhu hands. And all they were clean. Not like today, that those who are Guru, and they have some pride that we are Guru, they will only order. They will not do nothing. Only Mahaprasad tasteful should come to him, and so many things, and he will test a very good what?
Preparations.
And he will enjoy in a very high class of all
surroundings
there. He can have a chair for made of golden, and he can enjoy. I have seen so many, and now they are known. Where they are gone, I don't. To hell they have. Be very simple, very simple. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. And so he was taking all these spots with his, where Chaitanya Jagannath will see Subhadra and Baldev. That Singhasan, he was himself doing, not anyone. What means? We should try to make our heart like a Singhasan, where Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, or where Radha and Krishna will see it, Mahaprabhu will see. And if all there are so many dirties, then he cannot come. Never he will come. So you should try to make it pure today. From today, you should take your ears in your hands and promise. From today we are giving. All this chanting, remember. And Krishna will provide you. He will look after you. Sometimes he may take something, your paraphernalia on his head or in his hand, and he will come to you. Like a servant he will come. We know so many examples. So you should not worry for this, how to maintain. This problem should come there. How this love and affection for Krishna should come. How we can purify all these things. And Krishna will maintain. Anyhow he will maintain. Don't be worried for this. Then he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was himself doing all these things. A Gaudiya Bhakta, a devotee from Bengal, a very young devotee. And he took a pot of water, teacher, and he washed and gave it in the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he took some water from his feet and he drank. Mahaprabhu became very angry. What he is doing? Nonsense. Oh, Jagannath will come here. Jagannath is himself God, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he will come here. And we are washing. And here, I am a general person.
Ordinary
person, man. And he is washing my feet and taking.
What?
Oh, very bad thing for me and for you also. This is offense. If you are doing, an ordinary person doing this, it is Oh, high class of offerings. Very big offerings. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Jagannath. But he is giving instruction to others. A guru should also not do like this. That, oh, my disciples come and give flowers on my feet and give water on feet and wash and sprinkle on you and take. He will not do that. A pure Vaishnava, a pure guru, he never sees that I am high class of devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Srimati Radhika, even they told, na prema gandhasti darapi me karau krandami saubhagya varam prakashitam vansi vilasyanan avalokanam vina vibhatna jatpan pratankam. I am so rich. I am no smell of bhakti to Krishna. I am richer than anyone. He is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radhika himself telling, oh, the Vyas are more superior than me. That they can go to nearer to Krishna and they can beg his love and affection like beloved. But we cannot go there. The rivers is so are so fortunate than us. Krishna can go there and he can bathe there. So Jamuna river can embrace Krishna. He can get lotus flower from his hand like their
waves.
Currents,
waves,
and he can give his whole heart on the Krishna and tell them, oh my beloved. When Krishna will play on his flute, she will be like a star. And we cannot do. So gopis are thinking, oh, they are more happy. What is the stage of calves and cows? They are grazing, but when they heard the sweet voice of Bansi, all stopped. And they were making their ears to take that nectar of sweet Bansi. Like this. Calves. They were taking milk of their mothers. And at the same time, they heard the sweet cloth of Krishna. And the milk was here. Not they forgot to or to give up. And they were drinking the nectar of Krishna by the ears. Oh, we are not like this. Repenting. Mahaprabhu telling, oh, fishes are more superior than me. If they will taken from water, they'll at once die. I am not dying. I have no darshan of Krishna. So how wretched I am. And but we, oh, Gurudev gave only chanting bead and ear, and we became more than God. And began to control whole world. And next day we see that anything is not there. No bead, tulsi bead, no mala, nothing. And now they are same mice. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us to be like this. Then he called Sarva Damodar. Sarva Damodar Prabhu, you are this Gaudiya devotee.
Gaudiya.
Gaudiya.
Seeing his behavior.
Oh, see his behavior. Oh, you have not instructed him to be a pure devotee. How he is doing his behavior? This in the temple of Jagannath, who is the supreme personality of Godhead. And I am an ordinary person and he is giving water on my feet and he is taking. I am very worried for this. And then Sarva Damodar gave some slaps and took himself, dragging him in a pose. But he was very happy. And when he came outside of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or out of temple, oh, told that, oh, you have done so very good. Really? He is himself Jagannath. But he wants to teach others. So we should not behave like this. We should not
cry at the time of worshipping in front of deities. We should not control anyone where deities are there. Oh, there they can do anything. In their presence we should not do that. Otherwise it will be offense. So we should know all these things from Archan Deepika, all these things. So he told that Mahaprabhu that I have done this, and then he begged pardon for this, and Mahaprabhu forgave that. And after that, everything was cleared there. There were no spots even up, down, here, there, in courtyard, even in Singhasan, even kitchen room. Everything was clear. What means? A devotee should clear like this. In the guidance of devotees and his Gurudev, Gurudev should be also realized. Not that he was fallen and he will fall. A pure devotee never fell. Never. Especially a guru. We have not seen in Indian culture that any guru has gone. Where is there? Even in Gaudiya Mass. So we should try to be that. Giving up all worldly desires. Even if this instruction is for grihastha also, but family persons, and what to tell for renounce and brahmacharya. Then Krishna can come. And then when it will be clear, then what will be this? Anna bilasita sunyam jnana karma dhanna pritam anukullena krishna anusuilanam bhakti. Then bhakti will come. And this bhakti will be high class of how uttama bhakti. Only by brooming, washing of all kinds of unwanted things, aparad, and all these things. Not only this will do, only washing will not do. Some affirmative should be there. What? Very tasty name. Tasty in Hari Katha. If you have cleared your heart, it is not enough. What is there? Nothing. There should be something positive. And this is taste for name. Taste in hearing Hari Katha. If you have no taste in Harinam, no harm. You should have taste in hearing Hari Katha. If no, again and again you should hear and give proper respect to whom you are hearing. Satam prasangam mama vidyasam vidau bhavanti vitrakarna rasayana tatha tajosnata svapaparvavarmani sarati bhakti ranu kamishati. You know meaning? You should tell. Quickly. Nothing. There is no time at all.
Satam prasangam mama virajasam vidho bhavanti hritkarana rasayana katha tach joshanat ashvapavarga varpmani shadharathir bhaktir anukramishyati. So here it is being advised, satam prasangam mama virayasam vidho, that if one comes into the association of satam, the great devotees of the Lord, who have fully realized their transcendental relationship with the Lord, and they hear from those personalities the beautiful pastimes which describe the potencies of the Lord and his relationships with the pure devotees, then tach joshanad ashu apavarga vartmani, that means that very quickly he will become released from this material world of birth and death, and Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir Anu Krimishyati. That means that gradually, Shraddha, pure faith in the transcendental potencies of the Lord, Nam, Rupa, Guna, Leela, everything will manifest within his heart, this kind of faith. And this will gradually lead him from the position of bhakti, which is performed in the stage of practice, sadhana bhakti, and gradually it will manifest in the form of rati, which is bhav bhakti. And eventually it will turn into praying bhakti. So this is the advice given by Lord Kapila Dev in Srimad Bhagavatam, that if someone associates with the satam, then automatically his heart will feel so very satisfied. Within his heart, bhavanti rikkarna rasayana kata. It is like a wonderful ointment on the heart. It is like a beautiful, wonderful medicine which will soothe the heart, like a soothing balm. And in this way, his heart will become so cleansed and so pure. And gradually, all of these stages of spiritual advancement will manifest for him. So it is absolutely essential that if one actually wants to advance on the path of bhakti, then he must come into the association of the true satam. Those who are situated in the eternal spiritual position, they have realized their relationship with the Supreme Lord. And their words only have this great potency that when we hear them submissively, with very submissive oral reception, like Maharaj is saying to us, that if we hear them with great honor for that person, and we have full faith in that personality, then it will act upon our hearts, cleansing our hearts, just as we hear in this pastime of the Gunvicha Marjanam, cleansing from all the impurities deep, deep down within our hearts. And all the stages of spiritual advancement will gradually manifest for us. This is the most potent process of spiritual advancement.
Thank you. So, from whom you are hearing, he should be Satang Prasanga. Sadhu is supreme, pure devotee. But don't make some false idea that he is Mahabhagavat yourself. Who will realize Mahabhagavat?
Who Mahabhagavat they can realize?
You have heard the name of Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. He was the disciple of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He was high class, Uttam Mahabhagavat. But he used to take chilam, ganja. Not for himself. He sometimes used to put some fishes, dried fishes here and there.
Bone of fishes, skin of fishes.
That also know that he takes fishes and he smokes ganja bhang. And they should be very far away for me, so that I can chant and remember alone. So he used to do like this. But really he was Mahabhagavatam. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, with offended tongues. And Srila Prabhupada has so much honor for me. Our Guru Maharaj went to take darshan. And he used to give so many high class of deep teaching to them. Our Guru Maharaj was telling that sometimes his so high class of philosophy, I could not understand. So if there will be a devotee who is ignorant, who is not even like a Kanishta Vaishnava, how he can think that he is Maha 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 Bhagavat? So he will see that to whom he was thinking Mahabhagavat, oh, he has gone to hell next day. So he should see that what his superior said idea, that who is in Madhyam Adhikar and he is the Unnuttam, Uttam Adhikar. If you will follow yourself and be established in Madhyam Adhikar, you can realize. But even Mahabhagavati, you can decide. But you can think that he is high class of devotee.
Who is not Mahabhagavati? If I think that he is Mahabhagavati, then I am insulting originally Mahabhagavati.
Yes. If you are not giving proper respect to Mahabhagavata and you are giving so much respect to the third class bogus person and telling him Maha Maha Bhagavatam, then it is offense in the Lord's feet of Mahabhagavata. You should realize that whether he is pure devotees or not, Krishna has given some intelligence and then be with devotees. So satam prasangam avijya samvidau. In sadhu, high class of devotees, who has become like anya vilasita sunyam, jnana karma dhana pritam ankulli krishna anusyam bhakti. You should try to go in a real process. First, what is the meaning? Yes. You should hear and then take it in your heart and try to follow all these things. Then you can groom your heart and you can be your devotee. And then you may come in Kanishta Adhikar. And then you will enter in Madhyam Adhikar. Then you will be devotee. Otherwise, we are like shadow of devotees. We are all like fallen.
In Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has given the definition of Uttama Bhakti, transcendental devotional service to Krishna. And Yabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Kama Dhanavritam Anupulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama. The continuous and uninterrupted cultivation.
Very dhire dhire, slowly, that all can follow. And you are not telling. Who is telling?
Srila
Rupa Goswami. You should not have that false ego that I am telling. We are repeating the words of Srila Rupa Goswami. Go.
So Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has written that the continuous, uninterrupted cultivation of all of our endeavors, of the body, of the mind, and of words, and of spiritual sentiments, which are favorable to Krishna and meant exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna, which are completely devoid of all desires other than for the service of Krishna, and which is not covered by karma, that means reward-seeking activity, jnana, knowledge aimed at impersonal liberation, and yoga and jag, renunciation. These endeavors are called Uttama Bhakti, transcendental devotional service.
If you so try to do, try to follow, and think in your heart that whether I am following this process or not. If you are not following yourself, this process, then you should follow any guru who is following all these things. And he realized he has no worldly desires. Always like a stream or like a sweet honey, if it is given
from
it will like a
coral,
unbroken. So all our activities, while we are doing by mouth, by tongue, by mind, by heart, by mood, any, we should see that all they are going to do for Krishna, to please Krishna or not. If you are going to take Mahaprasadam, why you are taking? To please Krishna or not? If you are not taking to please Krishna, then this is like a karma. If you are going to sleep, and if you are going to sleep for yourself, then it is a karma, not bhakti. But if you are going to sleep, that in I will take some rest, and from very morning I will serve Krishna, always chanting, remembering, worshipping, serving here and there, then your sleeping is for Krishna. Jat karoshi, jadashnasi, jatjuhoshi. First it will be like, then bad, but after some time, whatever you will do, do for pleasing Krishna, your pure Gurudev. If anyone is following this, always to please Krishna he is doing, then you should accept like Guru, otherwise don't. And if you are now you are thinking that at first when I was Guru, when I was ignorant, and I choose my Gurudev like any karmi, which is not doing his all actions and activities are not for pleasing Krishna and Guru and Vaishnava, then even you should reject them. Totally reject. And then with very carefully we should choose another Guru and be initiated. Otherwise you cannot have pure devotion and love. If any Guru at that time he was sincere like a Madhyam Adhikari, and we were initiated, but he fell down. Oh, at once reject them. And then come in line. You should adopt any high class of devotees who are actually following Anna Vilashita Asannam Gyan Karma Dhyana Vritam Anukulena Krishna Anushilam. Whatever he does to please Krishna, to Guru and Krishna. There will be line of in Aparupa and Sanatana and Raghunath Das Goswami. If they are not, they should be kicked as well. Even you know, Bali Maharaj, he kicked up his Gurudev, Shukracharya. Bharat Maharaj, he, Kaikai, his mother, father, Prahlad Maharaj, like father, and wife, husband, Gopis, they rejected that. And Vibhishan, his brother. So there are some examples. If unknowingly we had done, or we had went to be accepted our Gurudev, when we were serving something as in life, but after he left this life, oh, this reject him. And if his chanting something, any line, but he cannot give us that thing, then pray to him that I want to be associated, to come in any good association. And if he is not giving order, then he is not pure Vaishnava. He should be rejected. And if he is giving, oh, you should go, I will also come, then he is pure Vaishnava. He should be respected. And we should go in high class of devotees, association. This is the proper
process.
Like Shyamananda, Narottam Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, so many, like Haridas Thakur, like others. So we should try to follow. And this is actually Gundicha Mandir Bhajan. Don't think that, oh, he is Mahabhagavan. He is this, he is Kanishta. You should go through Shastra and superiors, and then you should come in Madhyam Adhikar. Be more best